Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We found great alignment and that created a lot of good clarity, which resulted in a good draft. And I know we got better as a football team. We added competition, and usually when you add competition, good things happen.
I think we're still finding our type of guys. So that was important for us. And you would hope from year one to year two with this coaching staff and personnel department, we're so much further along than we were a year ago at this time. So that's what's encouraging to me and Ryan, and really look forward to seeing these guys hit the grass here.
And now it's time for Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Ryan Pohl says the Bears got better this weekend. Ben Johnson says they're further along than they were a year ago. And honestly, I think both things can be true while still feeling uneasy. And we'll discuss that for the next couple of hours, of course, leading you right into Cubs baseball. Cubs taking on the Padres today. Moises Ballesteros is going to be catching for the Chicago Cubs. Matthew Boyd on the bump. We'll be able to dissect that, of course, before first pitch and before we send it out to Zach Zaidman with the pregame. But in the meantime, we got Tyler Farengard producing today. Baby T in the building. How you feeling today? Good?
I'm feeling great, Gabe. Great to be working with you again, my man.
That's what you should say. That's what you should say when I'm here. It's great. So, Baby T, I think we're going to do the same thing we do on overnights. You know, when we're working together, paired up, the dynamic duo, we're going to open up the phone lines because I do want my first caller of the day. Because, like you Bears fans, on Thursday, I worked overnight. As a matter of fact, Baby T and I did overnights after the, right? Oh, no, that was Grant Leader on Thursday going into Friday. But we did overnights, and you were feeling good that day, you know? You thought to yourself, got a starting safety, got someone that's a, air quote, dog. And you paired him up with Kobe Bryant, feeling good about it. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday happened, and then you thought to yourself, at least most Bears fans, what in the hell is going on here? What am I, and more importantly, what did I miss? But then today's Monday, right? You get a chance to let it digest. You've been able to do your YouTube draft watch as you've always done. And then you're able to calm down a bit. You've heard from Ryan Poles. You hear from Ben Johnson. And I think I have, like most people, you have full, people say, oh, I have full faith in Ben Johnson to get it done. It is a blind faith, right? And I mean blind faith by the fact that you love what happened last year in the draft. Most people do. So when you go out and you take what some would consider a flyers on certain individuals, then you have to say, okay, well, Benny J, you got to be doing it right. Must be doing it right. Got to trust him. But he still could be a young head coach that is making mistakes, right, in terms of the draft. You heard Kevin Fishbane on earlier with Raheem Harrison Grody talking about what a lottery it is come third and fourth round in the NFL. And so if it is a lottery, I guess you want to, if you're able to pick your numbers like the real lotto, then I guess you feel like you have a better chance in those instances. And so, again, phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. First caller today, I need to know what side of the fence are you on. Are you, day one and still feeling good about everything? Or are you the day two, day three person that's like, what the heck is going on? And has that changed since then? You've had an opportunity to listen all day to The Score. Molly and Hogg giving you their opinions in the morning on opposite sides there. You got Raheem Harrison Grody, as I mentioned. You heard how passionate Layla has been. And then, of course, Spiegel and Holmes. I mean, this is what we do here. We give you that. Because, I mean, to be honest, I do like Dylan Thienemann. I like the idea of building around Caleb Williams, as most would say. And I like that, you know, the draft itself feels like it had an actual vision, right? Best player available and double sticker if it's an area of need for the team. And I felt like that's exactly what they were doing. It's not, you don't want to go into a draft smarting because you thought a guy was going to, this isn't fantasy football where you're like, damn, I hope that running back's around when it snakes back to me, right? This is real life football. You have to make the correct decision. And if someone's on the board, I'm sure you feel strongly about that individual, you do that. You use the premium pick on a safety, a center, a tight end, wide receiver, and somehow, you know, most of us are still talking about, you know, the defensive lineman, which there's a consensus that that was the hole, right? And we all know that. I'm not reinventing anything here. But that's the part that made it feel icky, where you're like, wait a second, you didn't feel like it was that important, or you, because the way I put it, okay, so David Hall and I, obviously Chicago lead on Chicago Sports Network, we text and talk about this stuff all the time. And so my text to him was on Saturday after the draft picks, it was, you know, you didn't choose a defensive end at 57 because, as most pointed out, there was the run on defensive end. And then you saw Emmanuel McNeil Warren being taken at 58, 59. And listen, you can tell me hindsight's 2020 all you want, but that's all we have in the present. And so we can only look at what happened in the draft. And so I posed the question to David, and I posed it to you as well. You know, if you could have had, let's just say, TJ Parker from Clemson at 25, and at 57, you still get McNeil Warren, who could be your safety, which most people, a lot of people had him mocked in the first round as well and early in the second. So you get a TJ Parker, a McNeil Warren, and then at 60, nobody's taking Jones right there. Between 57 and 60, nobody's doing this. So you get him at 60. So that was the text. TJ Parker, McNeil Warren, and Jones, or Thieneman, Jones, and Roush. Because that's what ended up happening, right? And so I think most Bears fans would have loved another guy in their rotation. Listen, I understand Austin Booker is working out with bodybuilders. I get it. I understand that Dio Dengbo is getting paid, and the assumption is that on a better defensive line and a second year in a scheme, that he will be able to produce more for you.
He's motivated, Gabe.
Aren't they all?
Dio Dengbo is motivated this year.
Aren't they all? Is my question to you. Aren't they all? Shouldn't they be? And so we heard some of these clips, you know, in the open a bit, but I do want you to hear more of it so that way, you know, you get an opportunity to really hear your GM talk about your team. Here's Ryan Poles. I mean, as I said, did the Chicago Bears get better? I'm struggling to say yes to that. Because you're telling me, listen, Kobe Bryant and Dylan Thieneman, he's never played a snap in the NFL. So you cannot tell me unequivocally that those two are better than Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard, especially last season. And that's with the holes that we already know the two of them had. You'd be hard-pressed to make a defining statement that is the case. And then when you look at, you know, Roush and Jones, I mean, you got Bradbury and, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. But Poles nonetheless said it, you know, he thinks that the Bears got better as a football team.
I want to thank our staff. I think one of the cool parts of a draft process is everyone's got a part. Everyone leans into the process and puts in the work, and on draft day you see it all come together. And our staff is amazing at what they do, the time that they spend on it, and the ability to work together. We found great alignment, and that created a lot of good clarity, which resulted in a good draft. And I know we got better as a football team. We added competition, and usually when you add competition, good things happen. So,
Ryan Poles talking about the media. You always got to pay attention to the nonverbals. I say that all the time. When did the cough happen? Right. And then with nonverbals, did the cough happen because of the statement before? And then you were thinking about it, so you cleared your... Or is it the one after? Typically, it's the one that's preceding the cough. And so for him, he said, after he coughed, again, no, nonverbals. If you don't study it, he coughs, says there's more clarity on the team. And if you listen to Kevin Fishbane earlier, he talked a lot about that. talked a lot about the restructuring of Cole Kmet's deal, how much money it'll cost towards the 2027 cap, and where he might be playing for someone else. And then when you're looking at Garrett Bradbury, a center on, you know, 1 year remaining on his deal, and you get Jones in the event that something like that happens. And the same thing with Malik Muhammad, their cornerback that they drafted in later rounds, if in fact Tyreek Stevenson has a great year and decides to leave. So you found depth. Here's my pushback on that. I don't even care. I'm going to say it. Here's my pushback on that. Can't you do that in the offseason next year? Like, if you're really trying to replace Cole Kmet, can't you do that in the following draft? You can. You can let Cole Kmet play, have all your six backup tight ends, and then go draft one next year, right? Using that pick, I understand the talent might not have been there. I'm talking about alternative universes in which this exists. The center, I get it. I'm here for the center. Don't mind it. I just mind it. I would have loved it at 60 instead of 57. That would have been my only take right there. So, but who am I? I'm not the head coach. Ben Johnson is. And he talked about being further along. And I wonder if that's further along in their quest for a Super Bowl in the present or further along in creating a team that is perennially in the playoffs. Here's Ben Johnson talking about that very notion.
Couldn't be more pleased with Ryan and his crew. These scouts, they went out this fall and they collected all kinds of information. And I think they absolutely nailed it. We found guys that fit our DNA and what we want to be about. We found it round one through round six there, our last pick. And even in some of these guys we're picking up right now, I think we're still finding our type of guys. So that was important for us. And you would hope from year one to year two with this coaching staff and the personnel department, we're so much further along than we were a year ago at this time. So that's what's encouraging to me and Ryan, and really look forward to seeing these guys hit the grass here.
And it's what they have to say, right? They couldn't be more pleased. We're further along. What are they going to do? Crap on their own draft? That's not going to happen. I've also wondered if, you know, because if you're Ben Johnson, you're looking at this draft in particular, whether it's Xavion Thomas, you know, being a gadget guy for you, you know, Jones to supplant Bradbury in the event of an injury, Thielen to make the defense better in the present. In my mind, I'm like, okay, if I'm Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles, and I win a playoff game, almost beat the Rams, and I wonder if they are simply thinking in their mind, guys, just give me a little bit better defense. This off, like in their mind, they're closer to the Super Bowl and winning one than maybe we are envisioning after this draft. Could be the case. I'll play a cut as to where Ben Johnson said that the team actually got better. But first, let's go out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Adam out on the phones. Adam, welcome to the show, man.
Good evening, Gabe. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Talk to me about your frustration.
Yeah, frustration's the word I keep circling back to with this. I understand that there was a run on defensive ends, and they couldn't move up, and the price to move up was more than they wanted to pay. I get that. I understand that. But you came into this with your biggest holes were defensive end, defensive tackle, and safety. Pick your poison of which one it was. They attacked safety, but they did nothing to address the defensive line, and that's been the problem with the team for multiple years, and they didn't attack it in free agency, other than throwing some warm bodies at it. So it's your biggest hole is still your biggest hole from the end of last season through free agency and through the draft. Your biggest hole hasn't changed.
And that's where the belief in the team exists, right? Where if you talk to Ryan Poles or Ben Johnson or Dennis Allen, for that matter, because that's the guy you'd really want to talk to, right, Adam? What does Dennis Allen think about the draft? I know what I think. I know what Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles thinks. But we haven't had a chance to, and I don't mean in front of a podium with people asking you a question. I'm talking about, you know, when you're hanging out when you're talking to your cousin on the group chat, like what your true feelings are about the draft. But again, it says a lot about Austin Booker, Dayo Odengbo, Shamar Turner, who's somebody that they feel like can play the outside. And then let's not forget, there's still free agency. I mean, obviously they were able to restructure Kokomet's contract to try to shore up some cap space. And, you know, you just never know, because the Bears are in that position, Adam, where they're a team now where if you're a veteran, you know, and there's slim pickings out there, you might take a, you know, cheaper deal to go come play with the Bears, who, as I mentioned, you know, can make a deep run. But, or Adam, they're going to have to outscore people 50-40. I mean, that's the reality of it, right?
Yes. Okay, the offense is going to hopefully average 27 a game. Great. They could still go 500 because they're going to be the Cincinnati Bengals, who couldn't give up less than 30.
Right, right. At least the Bears might have a better offensive line, and that might save them from something like that. But, Adam, I appreciate the phone call. I think a lot of Bears fans share your frustration, so thanks for chiming in, brother. Gabe Ramirez here on 104.3 The Score, hanging out with you until the Cubs kick things off in San Diego, taking on the Padres. Matthew Boyd catching today. Zach Zabin going to take care of you with the pregame. Of course, Pat and Ron on the call right here on 104.3 The Score. And again, I was equally as frustrated. I want to be very clear. I was equally as frustrated. But again, until they prove me wrong, I got to just go with him. And that's really what the bow is on this present right here. It's the fact that, am I frustrated or was I frustrated? Yes. Am I over it right now? Yes. I'm over it. I'm here. I see the vision. I see the confidence that not only Ryan Poles has, but also Ben Johnson. And I can't wait, just like most Bears fans, to get a taste of what the offense will look like in year two. Just a couple months away. We're in April. We're about to be in May. I mean, first preseason game, I think, is in August, early August, the Hall of Fame game, August 9th, I think. So right around the corner. Oh, can't wait for it. But that is my opinion. Frustrated and now at peace with what the Bears have done. But I wonder what Mike Renner, NFL and NFL draft analyst for CBS Sports, does he think the Bears still should receive an A in their draft grade when you're looking at the overall landscape of the Chicago Bears? We'll talk to him next and get his opinion on which pick outside of Dylan Thienemann am I missing and should be an immediate impact for the Chicago Bears. Mike Renner joins the show after the break. Make sure you're here for it. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're looking for high-level competitors, guys that if you took football away from them, they really don't know what to do with themselves. It's a huge part. They eat it, they sleep it, they breathe it. And I think we're able to identify those type of guys. And when you have guys like that, they usually find a way to come out on top.
Ben Johnson talking about the kind of player he and Ryan Poles and the scouting department were looking for over the course of the NFL draft. And I think I was just talking to Chris Emma a second ago. We were talking about Bears sure, in fact, you know, held to their guns and got the best player available. But we get to talk right now to our next guest, Mike Renner, NFL and NFL draft analyst for CBS Sports, about the picks and try to see if maybe there was somebody that the Bears missed out on. Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
For sure. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. So obviously, deep in the weeds, pre-draft, you get to, you know, find out your own personal favorites. Did the Chicago Bears snag any of those guys that were on your list?
No, not really, honestly. But that doesn't always, you know, they got good players, and I think at positions that they specifically really needed going forwards. So they didn't grab like any massive values, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't still get guys who are going to help your football team.
You mentioned that this was an elevator draft. Explain that a bit more, and were the Bears riding the right elevator on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think this was a draft where you're not looking for, you know, all pros, or, you know, you're not going to draft the positions that traditionally, you know, it was just a bad draft for the valuable positions, the pass rushers, the offensive tackles, things of that nature. There, it just wasn't great in terms of the depth at those positions. So I think it was a draft to find guys that you know fill a role. And so you saw, like, day two, there's so many teams just getting role players. And that, unfortunately, was just the nature of this class. It was one of the thinnest classes I can remember.
Yes, a lot of people were mentioning that. But, you know, despite the, like you said, thinness of the draft, you know, Ryan Pohl says that the Bears got better this weekend. In your mind, when you're looking at the talent that they amassed, do you agree with the statement?
I do, and I think Dylan Thienemann starts right away. I don't know if Logan Jones starts right away, but he at least is insurance when, you know, Garrett Bradbury isn't on the roster and is a great scheme fit for what they do. And then I think Xavier Thomas is a great kick returner. I think that's honestly like why they covered him. And 4-2-8 speed. Like 4-2-8 speed and kick return ability is, he'll find a role in Ben Johnson's offense, even if he's not really a complete wide receiver. So I do think, like I said, all those guys project very easily to their roles on the Bears.
We're talking with Mike Renner from CBS Sports, NFL and NFL analyst. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. You mentioned Dylan Thienemann, and you know, you talked all spring about it, and just right now, about it being a weird class where maybe some of the best players were, you know, devalued at certain positions. A lot of people in Chicago didn't think Thienemann was going to be there at 25. Why do you feel like he fell to that position with a couple of other teams out there that needed some safety help?
I think it's just because it was, there were more safeties. Like the positions it was strong at are not the ones that get paid a lot. Like it was strong at safety, it was strong at linebacker. And so, you know, you could wait on those positions. So if you didn't get Dylan Thienemann, like, you know, the Seahawks back end around two got Bud Clark. And I think he's a darn good free safety too. So there was, that might have been the calculation for a lot of teams was, hey, they think, you know, obviously Thienemann probably had their top grade, but they think maybe in the second or third round they can still get a darn good safety in this draft class just because of the nature of how deep it was.
Well, I mean, to that point, it's like you saw Emmanuel McNeil Warren go 58, and yep, that was another safety that I felt like was in the, let's call it, the second bucket of safeties that mm-hmm. were out there. And so, me personally, initially, my thought was, you know, where the Bears might have missed, would have been taking one of the several defensive ends that went on that run in the beginning of the middle of the second round. And then, you know, and that 57 pick, you could have grabbed the safety. But I guess my question to you is, as someone who's done deep dives, I mean, how big of a difference in your mind is there between a guy like Thienemann and McNeil Warren?
The difference is role. So, like, they weren't going to draft McNeil Warren even if they were sitting there at 58. They wanted a rangy back-end free safety type. That's why they could have signed Jaquan Brisker back for not a lot of money, but chose not to, is because they didn't want that archetype of safety in their defense. And Dennis Allen's defense, they wanted what Kobe Bryant is. They want what Dylan Thienemann is. So, minimum McNeil Warren's more of a box hit. He's more like Jaquan Brisker. So they probably weren't even going to take him at all. That's why I mentioned Bud Clark, because I think he's similar in that nature, and that he is a pure free safety. And obviously the Seahawks drafted him at the back end of the second round. And there are a few more guys throughout round three and round four that came out in that archetype. But pretty much everyone agreed in this class, it was Thienemann and then everyone else. So Gale Downs is obviously one, but then it was Thienemann, and then there was still a gap, and then everyone else.
Yeah, see, that makes sense, right? Because, you know, Dennis Allen and this Bears team, they like guys that can do several things. So, I mean, I get it. Again, I'm just trying to make better sense of, you know, what went down in the second round and then the third. Because you gave the Logan Jones one, even though I know you mentioned that he's not going to start because obviously they got Bradbury there, but you gave him a D+, you know, for that grade. And it goes back to the point where, you know, you there's comparable talent. And you had some other centers that were on your board, right, at that point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for that one, so that obviously they drafted him because, you know, they're an outside zone based run scheme. Mm-hmm. That's their bread and butter, at least was last year for the vast majority of the year. And he's the most accomplished one in this draft class, right? Iowa, that's all they do. So he is a very clean projection. But I look at this class, and there was a guy, I think Jake Slaughter went a few picks later, the Florida center. You had Connor Liu from Auburn, and you had Sam Hecht from Kansas State go in the fourth. I thought all those guys were capable of running outside zone. They hadn't done it as much as Logan Jones, but they're all a lot younger than Logan Jones, too. I mean, Logan Jones is 24, will be 25, I think, as a rookie. So I don't think you were by drafting, you know, waiting until the fourth and getting a guy like Sam Hecht, I don't think you were missing out on too much value. And I think, again, Sam Hecht, why I gave that one a low pick is because Logan Jones is not a great pass pick. He's very undersized, similar to what Garrett Bradbury is. They're very similar players in that regard. And so I do just think you're giving up something in pass protection for what he does in the running game.
This is great. I know there's some Bears fans listening right now smarting at the thought, right, or at the notion, especially those that felt confused or perplexed by what was going on, you know, on day two or day three. But, you know, it was a draft where you knew Ben Johnson had his fingerprints on it. But I'm curious, after seeing everyone that's there, Mike, did you think it was a Ryan Poles draft or did you think it was a Ben Johnson draft?
It felt more like a coaching staff draft, I'll say. I think that was... Because a coach would very easily fall in love with Logan Jones, especially Ben Johnson. It's like you're running for what they're running. You see him doing it a bunch. You see him very good at it. And you're just like, okay, that's easy for me to get. Whereas a GM and, you know, an evaluator, the evaluator will say, hey, this guy's older. This guy has really short arms. I think he's got historically short arms for the center position, like just over 30 inches. And, you know, it looks good in college tape, but it might not translate as much to the NFL. So, and then the third rounder being Xavier Thomas is just like, you know, like that one just felt like, oh, hey, we needed a kick returner. Let's get a kick returner.
Right, right. So no Devin, no Devin Duvernay, but also no Ian Cunningham to whisper into Ryan Poles' ear, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't do that. You know, like another layer of element there that might have been the case. It's a tough one. It's a tough one, Mike, because I think that, you know. You're right. I saw that stat about Jones, you know, when you're looking at his chart where he was in the 1 percentile. To be very clear, that's the worst. He's not 99th percentile is great. With his arm length, it was in the 1 percentile. And I was like, is he really? Does he have the smallest arm? But you just said historically small arms for him there. Tell me something good at least about Sam Roush, right? Here's a guy when I'm looking at all the tight ends that went in that very same like mushy middle of the back end of the second round, couple in the third, and then I thought, okay, well, why did they trade out a 60th? You picked up the 50th of the linebacker, but you know, obviously they feel good about this guy and the fact that he was still around. What are maybe some Bears fans missing about a guy like Sam Roush?
Yeah. I think he was my favorite pick of the bunch.
Oh, good.
And so that's not like, obviously, I didn't love their draft. Just and again, it was a draft where you're not going to get a big impact. There's a lot of teams who are going to be looking back 3 years and being like, I didn't love my draft. So it's not the biggest deal in the world. This was not a good draft. Unfortunately, that's what happens. But I love this pick because of the thought process. We all know the kind of a big story of this draft was the tight ends and the blocking tight ends. And to me, Roush was probably the second best blocking tight end in this class. But like after Will Kaczmarek, who's the Ohio State tight end, went to the Dolphins, but Will Kaczmarek can't catch. Roush can. He's actually a good athlete. And so what you have now is the best trio of blocking tight ends in the NFL with Cole Kmet, with Colson Loveland, Sam Roush. That trio should realistically be like three added offensive linemen on the field. And everyone knows 13 personnel. The Seahawks were using it to a great effect. The Rams were using it to great effect last year. So now the Chicago Bears, when they get into those sets, it'll be the best run blocking tight end group in the league. They're going to be formidable. And you have a guy in Colson Loveland who you get in those, spread people out wide. You know, they did it, the Packers in the playoffs, the two-point conversion. You get him favorable one-on-ones against like a linebacker or a safety that can't cover, and all of a sudden you can make big plays in the passing game there. So I think it's that pick is going to make their running game so much more dangerous this upcoming season just because of his skill set as a run blocker. I mean, he's like 270 pounds. The guy's massive.
Right, six-something. That's crazy. I didn't mind the running – last season for the Bears because, you know, there felt like there were moments where Caleb Williams was struggling, and obviously Ben Johnson felt that way after week four, and they said, all right, we're going to run the rock. I don't care if he's a seventh rounder. We're giving it to Kyle Manung guy. But the hope is that they'll be doing less. They should would be doing less of that, and Caleb Williams will be performing at a better, higher level. But I guess, again, things we got to find out. All right, last one before I get you out of here. You mentioned, Mike, that, you know, 3 years from now, clubs might look back and say they didn't like their draft. Are the Bears going to be one of those clubs?
I don't. So, like, it's hard because, like I said, I think all these guys fit in well. It's just you're going to be looking back and, you know, the contracts for the respective positions, you know, center that might not be a great pass protector, a deep safety, a blocking tight end, and a kick returner. Like, none of those guys is signing a $30 million second contract, right? Like, you're just, right. Your upside is sort of capped. You didn't get a Montez Sweat, right? You didn't get even like an Austin Booker who could end up being a great pass rusher for you. It just wasn't the class. And like I said, like, when they're at 25, I wouldn't have wanted to draft any of the pass rushers either. There's a reason they fell to round two. If they really had it, they would have gone earlier. So you were taking a big risk drafting one of them too. They might not even do anything for you. So you know Dylan Thielemann's going to do something for you. You know Logan Jones is going to do something for you. You know Sam Roush is going to do something for you. And you know Xavier Thomas is going to do something for you. So they all, like, have a role. It's just a limited impact role. So it's hard. It's going to be hard to judge because of that. It's like, yeah, you probably got four guys who are solid, but they might just not be, you know, Pro Bowlers, all pros making big money.
Right. And I think where that benefits the Bears is that if, in fact, Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze end up playing well together, you got to pay them, and somebody has to suffer on the other side of it. So might be setting themselves up for that. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you jumping on me. Some great stuff today about the draft. I really appreciate you sharing with us.
For sure. Thanks so much for having me. Have a good one.
Mike Renner, NFL draft analyst for CBS Sports, co-host of the Pushing the Pile podcast. You can follow him on X at Mike Renner _. That's RENNER. I like what he said. Kept it real. Little bit of this, little bit of that. Not a deep draft. Take the best player available. But my number one takeaway, and there were some good cuts that we got to send out on the cut sheet, but my number one takeaway was that none of those guys should cost you a lot of money when their contract is up. Smart. Lets you know they're playing a different game, right? You take a defensive tackle and that person plays exceptionally well. I guess you would rather have that than not having the good defensive tackle. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Dylan Thielemann. I want to play some cuts from him, talk about what his impact could look like for the Chicago Bears team. But the phone lines are open. Would love to hear your reactions to what Mike Renner said about the draft and the 13 personnel that the Bears look like they'll be playing a hell of a lot of. 312-644-6767. Your calls and reactions to Mike Renner. Then we'll discuss a little Dylan Thielemann on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Having been in the Pacific Northwest, how much did you watch Kobe Bryant and now getting a chance to play alongside him and learn from him here with the Bears?
I wasn't able to watch a whole lot of him, but I'm very excited to get the chance to learn from him and to work with him.
Dylan Thielemann talking about playing alongside Kobe Bryant. A dream most basketball players had. Oh, you didn't like my joke?
It's not that I didn't like it. It's just I didn't know that's where you're going with it.
I know you didn't. That's why it's a dad joke. You know, got three kids now. I'll be banging these out all the time. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. Leading you right into Cubs baseball. Cubs taking on the Padres today. Zach Zaidman got you pregame. What time is that starting? I know I saw it on the sheet. We get off at 7:58. So what time is
8:05 p.m. pregame?
There we go. Because usually it's 30 minutes or 35 minutes.
35 minutes. Yeah, 8:40 first pitch.
See, it's been a while, guys. It's been a while. 8:05 pregame begins with Zach Zabin. Pat and Ron got the call at 8:40. Cubs taking on the Padres. Matthew Boyd on the bump. Moises Ballesteros, Embo is catching today. So that's going to be some good stuff. But Dylan Thiemann. Listen, nobody has a problem with Dylan Thiemann. Zero. And then again, it was interesting when you're talking to Mike Renner a second ago, and I talked about Emmanuel McNeil Warren, and he talked about versatility and where the Bears were never going to take him. You know what grade he gave the Cleveland Browns for taking Emmanuel McNeil Warren? Take a guess, Tyler. Take a guess. What grade did he give the Browns for drafting Emmanuel McNeil Warren?
B.
An A plus. Not even a damn A. That would be a 93. An A.
I thought it was going to be much, much lower.
Right. No. No, it was much. He's over here talking about the Bears. The Bears didn't want to take an A-plus draft selection? Interesting. Interesting. Again, I only struggle with it because I feel like they could have, whatever. But he also brought up the great point that none of those defensive linemen that got drafted in the second round, they didn't get taken in the first for a reason. So, interesting enough. We'll get some defensive line talk in just a second. But first, let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Andreas from Hoffman Estates. What's going on, man? What did you think of the draft?
I'm not a Bears fan, so looking from the outside perspective.
I love that disclaimer at the very beginning right there.
They didn't look like they shore up some of their defensive holes that they need to show up. And I think with the Bears, they're going to have a much tougher schedule coming up this season. There's a chance that they can miss the playoffs altogether, the Bears, if they don't get that defense right. And if they're going to keep playing from behind like they did last year.
All right, get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy. I'm trying to be a good host, because you should be a good host and let everybody talk. When he put out the disclaimer, I thought he was going to be a little nicer. And then when you say you didn't fix the defense line, okay, fine. That's a fair observation and a fair take. But to go ahead and just start throwing some unnecessary shade, saying that the Bears are going to be playing from behind, what? Makes that phone call made me want to love the Bears draft even more. I want to love this one even more now that he just said that. You know what? Emmanuel McNeil Warren sucks. Terrible. One-dimensional. Dylan Thiemann, Swiss Army knife. Logan Jones, I don't care that Mike Renner said there were three other centers that were better, and that granted they didn't run the outside zone as much as Iowa did, and that they could have learned. They all suck too. After talking to that guy. It's Gabe Ramirez, 104.3 The Score. Hanging out with you for a little bit. Dylan Thiemann, stud, Hall of Famer. Put it on the boards. I hope you guys were equally as upset after that phone call as I was. Kind of just rubbed me the wrong way. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Let's go to Jay on the west side. Jay, I changed my whole you dig up after a buddy said that he didn't like what the Bears did now.
Oh, yeah?
It's Gabe Ramirez, 104.
What did you, Jay? You gotta lower the radio, bro.
Okay, my man.
No, I got you, or else you're gonna be listening to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're on the radio. Okay. I promise you.
Okay, all right.
What did you think about the draft?
I said I liked the draft because I'm an underdog type of player. I used to play myself wide receiver and cornerback.
All right, thanks for the call, Jay. I appreciate it. You feel like you have some you know background because you play some sports. And you feel like you can get there. And I understand that. And you're an underdog. And listen, they want that, right? Like, David Thomas, I want so bad to be an optimist in this position. But it's tough. It really is tough. I told you, Thursday, feeling great. Friday, Saturday, scratching my head. That's it. Friday, Saturday, scratching my head. And then by Monday, I felt like, okay, you know, they saved, they improved. But they ignored what we felt as Bears fans was the most obvious need. And I think that's where the frustration kind of leans on, right? Ryan Pohl says they're better. Ben Johnson says they're further along. But if you didn't touch the defensive line early, like, did you solve enough, or did you just, are the margins that you're looking for is, you know, in your offense? And but Denham is going to be a starter. It's tough. It really is tough. I mean, could he be a future Pro Bowl safety? Yes. But if he's just a safety, then you reached in that moment. But if he's a chess piece and he's, you know, he's someone that can be valuable, then you, without a doubt, stole something away, right? You got lucky and got a guy there at 25 that you feel like can be. And I think where the Bears sit right now, we as Bears fans think they're good. So if you're telling me that, you know, you shored up the safety position in the event something goes wrong, I mean, your center retired, and then you have to use your first, second round pick on him. Like, that's where the ripple effect comes through, and that's when, oh, man, I'm getting frustrated in real time. All right, but I do want to talk about Dylan Thienemann, and I want you guys to hear some more cuts from him and hear his confidence, right? I feel like I've been watching all these videos, him and his family, his brothers giving him messages, and so we're going to hear a little bit more of Dylan Thienemann, but I want your calls as well. 312-644-6767. Dylan Thienemann going to be a Pro Bowler? Are you believing in these underdogs that most people are calling them? We'll take your calls after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.